call me Mellow Yellow.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're learning more about the shooting and fire at a Latter-day Saints church in Michigan yesterday. At least four people were killed when police say a local Marine veteran drove his car through the front doors, opened fire, and set the whole place on fire. CBS's Ian Lee is at the scene.
The FBI is leading the investigation into this attack. So far, law enforcement isn't speculating on the motive, though they are treating this as an act of targeted violence. Police warn the death toll could rise.
Congress has less than 48 hours to pass a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. Leaders from both parties will meet with the president today. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
If the government shuts down this week, non-essential services would cease and federal workers would be furloughed. Now, the White House is raising the stakes by threatening to lay off some of those workers.
If it has to shut down, it'll have to shut down. But they're the ones that are shutting down.
The president will also discuss the war in Gaza with Israel's leader at the White House. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
President Trump's 21-point plan aims to end the Gaza war, set up a post-war governing mechanism, and bring home all 48 hostages still in Gaza, 20 of whom are believed to still be alive. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff held a two-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to try to get him to agree to the plan, despite Netanyahu's hesitation about the proposal's terms for Hamas to disarm and the role of the Palestinian Authority in post-war Gaza.
Oregon's filed a lawsuit over President Trump's order to send hundreds of National Guard troops in. Governor Tina Kotek.
I think this is a sad day for our country. Sad day for Oregon that the President of the United States does not listen to local leaders about what they need and how we can be in partnership.
The troops would go into Portland. Trump Plaza is expanding in the Middle East.
Last year, Trump Tower Jeddah was built.
Trump Tower Jeddah is an unparalleled fusion of modern architecture.
And now a second Trump-branded development is going up in the Saudi Red Sea city of Jeddah. The new Trump Plaza Jeddah is a $1 billion project in collaboration with luxury real estate company Dar Global. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Changes for the company behind some popular video games. Electronic Arts, maker of The Sims and Madden NFL, being acquired by a private equity firm and taken private for $55 billion. It'll pay stockholders $210 a share in the most expensive attempt to take a public company private ever. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A new report from The Village says Microsoft's proposed data center in Caledonia could mean a big tax boost for The Village. Property taxes on the site would jump from $1,000 a year to more than $97,000 a year, and the project could bring jobs and billions in impact. The Village Plan Commission meets tonight to talk about rezoning land for a third Microsoft data center in Racine County. Two Mount Pleasant police officers rushed to help after hearing gunfire on foot patrol early yesterday morning. A 22-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman were shot. Both survived. Police say that there is no ongoing danger and that the investigation continues. Just 80 days after launching his campaign, Republican Bill Berrien is out of the race for Wisconsin governor. He left after reports tied him to explicit social media accounts, saying he's returning to private business. In other news about the governor's race, former CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, Missy Hughes, has announced she's getting in. She joins the Democratic primary and says her business experience makes her different than other candidates. The EEOC is suing Walmart, saying two workers with intellectual disabilities faced harassment at its Mount Pleasant store. A Racine County employee says the mistreatment was so bad he quit. Walmart says it plans to fight the claims. And the Brewers locked down the best regular season in team history with their 97th win yesterday. They now head to the playoffs Saturday, facing either the Cubs or the Padres. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. And that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird. Honestly, that's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Here we go, another multi-state keyword to give you another chance to win the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. And this time the keyword is SNAP, S-N-A-P, SNAP. Use the Civic Media app. That's the easiest way to get it to us. Do it before 10 o'clock. That's when this current keyword expires. And you could be $200 richer plus gold jewelry by the end of the day. Sound like an idea? Go for it, and good luck from WRJN. WRJN.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I.
one thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. 8 days a week. 8 days a week.
Local news, timeless hits. WRJN, good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday.
The sound of your footsteps telling me that you're near. Your soft gentle motion.
Racine's Famous Zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Sing, sha la 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 la.
like that.
La-dee-da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. Just the same.
And he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sail in New Orleans, I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him. Still grieves. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Brewers, well, they wrapped up the season, and now it's on to the postseason, and they get a bye this coming week to get healthy and get rested, and we'll keep you posted on the schedule and who they're playing. Their next game will be Saturday the 4th, so that's a ways away, but you'll hear the game here on WRJN the entire postseason as far as the Brewers go, and that means through Game 7 of the World Series. Which happens in November, by the way, this year. Game 7, if the World Series goes 7 games, that Game 7 happens in November. Said Dan, who is a fan of the Boys of Summer. But I digress. The games on WRJN, sponsored by Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, The Lanes on 20. They're all sponsoring Brewers this season. Go Brew Crew. WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, the circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people are recovering after an early morning shooting in Mount Pleasant yesterday. A 22-year-old man was taken to Ascension with injuries not life-threatening. A 19-year-old woman was flown to Frederick, had surgery, and is now stable. It all happened after officers on foot patrol heard gunfire at just after 3 yesterday near 22nd and Meade. Police and fire crews gave life-saving aid at the scene. The investigation is still active, but police say there is no danger to the community. Not everyone is welcoming Microsoft's plan for a new data center in Caledonia, and they'll likely make their voices heard again tonight. The Village Plan Commission will meet at 6 to review Microsoft's proposal to build a massive data center on 244 acres near the Oak Creek Power Plant. The project would require changing the land from agricultural to light industrial. Supporters say it could bring jobs, millions in economic activity, and major new tax revenue for the community. Dozens of neighbors have already spoken out against the project. People living near Douglas Avenue and Bonning Road worry about losing farmland, the impact on wetlands, and what industrial development means for the community's future. Others say data centers should be kept to existing business districts instead of farmland. The Plan Commission will revisit those concerns as they review the rezoning requests at a meeting tonight at Village Hall. Microsoft is already building two major data center projects in nearby Mount Pleasant. That's on land originally set aside for Foxconn. The Brewers just wrapped up the best regular season in franchise history, and now it's on to the playoffs. The team beat the Reds yesterday to notch their 97th win, breaking the team record. The crew also owns the best record in Major League Baseball this year. They'll start the division series Saturday against either the Cubs or the Padres. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Timeless hits, WRJN. If you missed the keyword that I gave you earlier this hour, it was and remains SNAP, S-N-A-P. Use the Civic Media app to get it to us before 10 o'clock. And good luck from WRJN.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. It's not love I'm running from. It's the heartbreak I know will come. Cause I know you're looking for me. But you become a part of me. Everywhere I go, your face I see.
Weather's Timeless Hits, WRJN, gonna go instrumental on you. For today's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, it's by one of the guitar greats, one of the early guitar greats in rock and roll, out of Phoenix. Yeah, because he's famous there for this. And here comes a big song from him, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, on the way after this. WRJN.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Stuck in a job that just isn't getting it done? Maybe it's time to go for IT. Whether you're just starting out, switching careers, or a military veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you launch a rewarding career in IT in months. No prior experience needed. Why spend years getting a traditional degree when your future in IT can start right now? Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu today. Your most powerful upgrade? Your career. Go for it. Go for IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one is an instrumental from Duane Eddy, same guy who gave us Rebel Rouser. That was very famous instrumental in the movie Forrest Gump, if you don't know the song I'm talking about, when Forrest is getting chased by the kids on bikes. That song. Same guy, but this different song came out a year after Rebel Rouser and was included, which would make it 1959, was included in the 1960 album A Million Dollars Worth of Twang. Twang was kind of Duane Eddy's trademark, okay? So this song came out, was his first top 10 after Rebel Rouser, and is called 40 Miles of Bad Road. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN. Hurricane Eddie. Out of Phoenix, Arizona, he quit school at 16 and started playing in local bars, and within 5 years, he had a recording contract. That's this morning's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN. News and timeless hits, WRJN with the King.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing? I know.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Timeless hits, WRJN, Dan Marcus digging rock and roll music.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or me.
Bye.
mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come and get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New details on yesterday's shooting and fire at a Latter-day Saints church in Grand Blanc, Michigan. At least four people died. The suspect, a local Marine veteran, was shot and killed by police.